It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Often we have different guests that cover different trends, different subjects, something close to their heart. But I get a lot of questions of what is the number one ingredient that I should have? And I don't know if I can narrow it down to one, but Lisa and I, we're going to have a little bit of fun just talking about some of the top must-have ingredients that should be in everybody's regimen. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I love this. Like to be in the know.
You like to be in the know. In the know now.
I like to be in the know.
Okay. Right. Well, okay. Some of the key ingredients, and we're going to go through when you need them. But one of the most important ingredients, one of my favorites, is hyaluronic acid. Now, hyaluronic acid is not an acid like you think of as an AHA or a glycolic acid. But hyaluronic acid, let's just call it hyaluronic for short, comes in different molecular weights. So I like a multi-molecular. But what does all that mean? It is found in almost every cell of your body. It's what Mother Nature uses to take and bind 1,000 times its weight in moisture at the cellular level. So this is a key ingredient in serums and moisturizers to help draw moisture out, bind it to the skin, and have it help plump up the skin, help it look moist, help it stay moisturized. So hyaluronic is a key item that you want to make sure is in the products you use, way up on the ingredient list. And the other thing to look for with it is multimolecular, because what they do is use different size molecules. So the larger molecules of hyaluronic will work at the surface. If they go all the way down to the lower low and super lows, we can get it way into the lower layers of the skin. That way we're hydrating the skin at all the different layers, not just the dead layers on the top, but newly born skin cells way further down.
Oh, that's nice. And where do we find these? What products have them?
You know what? A lot of products use it, but you're going to find a lot of companies use it at drops, just trace levels. Mm. So you're going to find that way at the end of the ingredient statement. So look for it way, way up at the top. As many of you know from listening to other episodes, hyaluronic is something I actually removed water from one of the product lines and replaced it as the key ingredient using hyaluronic, and that's in the Pure Attitude line. And if you go to pureattitude.com, you'll see everything there is based on hyaluronic as the primary ingredient. So everything's fully concentrated. It's not diluted. But this way it hydrates the skin. It's a carrier and help bring some of the other essential ingredients further down.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. What's the second one?
Okay. Vitamin C. I love vitamin C. Are you using any topicals with vitamin C?
You know, I'm not actually, and I guess I should be. But what about taking it internally? It sounds like we should be doing both for our skin.
Yes. Well, you're a health expert. And so you're right. Yes. On with changing our diet, and maybe some people use nutritional supplements. In this case, vitamin C, whether it's from orange juice or however you're getting it. Yes, it's going to work from the inside out. And topically, you're going to have great results when you put it onto the skin. There's a lot of different types out there in the industry, but the purest, most potent is L-ascorbic acid. So when you see that on the label, you'll find it's difficult to stabilize, but companies that have been able to do it successfully, there are several out there, SkinCeuticals, several others. I've used it in the Pure Attitude line and several other products I've formulated. I believe in vitamin C because it's a powerful antioxidant. And so it's going to fight the future signs of aging. This isn't designed just for someone who's older or more mature. This is something to start at a young age. Dr. Pennell first studied it at Duke University, trying to reverse the damage caused by skin cancer. And so it had great properties in helping repair damaged skin. It helped fight some of the damage from these free radicals and also helped get the skin to synthesize collagen. So you're firming the skin. So it's something that's great. Just like when we're younger, we want to drink vitamin C to be healthy, especially when we have a cold.
Yeah.
Same thing topically on the skin. The more we use it, the more we're going to fight the future signs of aging.
You know, I just want to add that avoid that orange juice and eat an orange instead, because
now,
when you're drinking
that
orange juice, oh my gosh, orange juice is really not good for you. It is so high in sugar without the fiber of the orange. I always tell people avoid the juice unless it's green juice and just eat the whole fruit. Makes a big difference.
Wow. No, I didn't realize that.
It really affects your blood sugar. Oh, yeah. Orange juice, apple juice, all the juices are just, the fruit juices are just loaded with sugar.
Well, I've cut back on a lot of them, but I did not realize. So eating the orange, though, I'm not getting the same negative effect.
You're
of
not going to get the same. Yes. Yeah. It's not going to be the
good
same
to know
on your blood sugar.
And
yeah.
What's your thought on vitamin C supplements?
Oh, I'm definitely a fan. I also love those, the ones that you can put in water. What is that? Emergency?
Oh, those yes. ones, emergency
those are
is
nice
one.
Because they're convenient and you can just throw it in and get it done.
I actually drink those a lot when I travel, you know, to help fight colds. And yes. I feel it's working. I don't know. I think it's a vitamin C working, but I drink them a lot. I do. I keep those and I put some in my suitcase because I do a lot of traveling by air. So mm-hmm. whether it's a supplement, eating an orange, and then topically, yes. and you're going to find it works synergistically. Another great ingredient is glycolic acid. Now, they have AHAs, which are different fruit acids. My favorite is glycolic mm-hmm. because it's derived from sugar. It's the smallest molecule, which means it's going to go to the lower layers and it's going to loosen that bond of the dead skin cells. So what it helps do is if you've got sun damaged skin, if you've got uneven skin tones, large pores, maybe fine lines, this is going to loosen the bond, get rid of the dead skin cells that enlarges the pores. It'll help get rid of the damaged skin, creating those uneven skin tones. And you're going to see such a dramatic difference. So you don't have to jump to the large peels and necessarily get them done at a doctor's office or esthetician. Those have their place and are great to do. But I'm just talking about in everyday products that you use at home, a light level of glycolic used several times a week, you're going to see such a great difference and more radiance to your skin.
Oh, I love the glow that you get when you use these. You got to have these ingredients. And what's the last one?
The last one is retinol. And so if you don't have a prescription Retin A, but that you want to use retinol, it's in the retinoid family. And retinol, you're going to see more and more of. You see it in a lot of products, but you want to find something that's got 0.5% to 1%. It doesn't take much. These are very, very potent. Now, the items we've talked before or earlier is more for those in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and up. Retinol, I'm going to say, is those with more damage. So as you get into your 50s, 60s, 70s, and you've got the deep ring. Retin A was actually developed first as an acne product, then later came out as an anti-aging product because it helps exfoliate the skin. And so when you use it around the eyes, when you use it on the 11 lines or smoker's lines or smile lines, it's actually working at such a deep layer. You're exfoliating the dead skin cells. You're helping renew the skin, and you're going to see wrinkles. It's the top anti-aging vitamin recommended by dermatologists. You're going to see your skin look so much better. It is amazing because it'll get rid of not just the fine lines, but now we're talking about some of those deep wrinkles.
Well, where do you find it in over-the-counter products, and how do you know whether it's too diluted or not?
You know, if they have it in the product and they're just calling it a retinol cream, you want to ask them. But a lot of companies that are getting into some of the therapeutic products or the therapeutic levels will claim it on there. So whether they have 0.5, 1.0, ask them and find it. A lot of dermatological lines, you can get it from your esthetician, your dermatologist. Some of the spas will carry therapeutic brands out there that tout it right on the label, the percentage. They're not shy about it. You can look on Amazon and find some out there. But the key is to make sure that they're listing the amount, start at a lower level and use the bottle up and then go up to the next level up and let your skin get used to it because it is a little bit of aggressive. If you have any skin irritation, then skip and use it every few days. Let your skin adapt to it or become acclimated, and then you can use it a little more often. At this point, my skin's getting so tough, I'm using it more and more and more.
Now, do you have a product that contains it?
I do. Actually, as you know, I formulate for several brands. And so one brand that I'm actually on one of the shopping channels with is called Clinical Results 24/7. And in it, we have a retinol product. We teamed it with Bakuchi oil. And Bakuchi oil is from India. And it has retinoic effects. And so when you combine the two, you get such great effects without the irritation. So the key is...
Oh, I got to try that.
Check some of this out. I'll have to send you some. And I invite you, visit clinicalresults247.com. I formulate a lot of different products, as you know, this would have done for two decades. But the key ingredients, some of the tried and true traditional ingredients that I think ought to be on your skincare regimen that you can't live without is hyaluronic acid, L-ascorbic or vitamin C, glycolic in the AHA family, and retinols. So hyaluronic, vitamin C, glycolic, and retinol are the ones to remember. And if you have a question, don't hesitate to visit the website justaskdavid.com, send in a question, and let us answer it for you. I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert, with my co-host, health expert, Lisa Davis. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network.
For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.